the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Good morning, welcome to you guys, and welcome to you on the internet this morning. You got your sheet, or maybe you got your sheet by email. It's all in there. I guess the couple of things to point out to you. Firstly, the inside the sheet, there should be a little note from me to explain what we were expecting to happen, that the service times will be changing in September. We had an internal sort of discussion amongst you guys and others, and internally there was a small majority that agreed that the times should be changing, and a slight minority that said actually we prefer them not to. But once you turn outward and talk to those who don't yet come to church, it became very obvious. Well, you know, we had 90% of young families say that they would prefer a later start to the more family-friendly service. So thank you if you were of the group that would prefer not the times not to have changed, but are willing to do so as we seek to reach out to those young families in our area. Well, we'll put that, obviously this service on a Wednesday remains at the same time. This hasn't changed at all. We'll continue to try and encourage this to be a great service for those who don't work during the week to come and share communion together. I think I sort of suggested before, my ultimate desire for this service would be that we could maybe end up having lunch together afterwards in the future as we grow. So we'll see how that works out. But for now, we'll have tea and coffee together, won't we? So. You also may have noticed up on the top, and do collect some of these, an invitation card for Invitation Sunday on the 19th of September. The people I've been speaking to during the pandemic, there have been many that have said to me, I used to come to church, but I haven't for a long time. But actually, I'm beginning to think maybe I should. And some of those have just drifted away because of work commitments and the like over the years. Others have been hurt. Let's be real about this. Others have been hurt by someone in the church. And this is an ideal opportunity to invite them along, or maybe even someone else who's just simply started thinking more about God. So feel free, why don't you take five or so of these and distribute those. You can give them to your neighbours as well if you'd like, that would be great. And on the 19th, on the 19th, which is Sunday, and the 22nd, which is our Wednesday service, we will make sure that it's a visitor-friendly service. Outside of that, there's quite a lot going on in the parish at the moment in terms of people. You'll be aware that there are quite a few people at the moment who seem to be ill. Our dear friend Pat J, is very ill at the moment and in hospital. I visited her the other day and was able to say some prayers with her. Also spoke to her son Les, who's very grateful for those that have been looking after her. And you may also have picked up some very sad news that our dear friend Pam Facer died unexpectedly on Tuesday. That's about all the details I know right now. I did speak to Mick before it actually happened and let him know we were praying for him and the family, and that if there's anything we could do for them to let us know. So be praying for Mick and the family, be praying for others as well. And also, of course, it's quite a shock for us here, isn't it, where a family member from the church dies. So we know that she knew and loved Lord Jesus, and so we know where she is, but it's still a shock for us. And I've not known Pam for many years. I've only for the last 3 years since I've been here, really, although I bumped into her before that. And I've been quite shocked at my own response. So I can't imagine how some of you who have known her for a long time will be feeling. So let's dedicate this communion today to Pat, to Pam, and actually remember her in our prayers this morning. Dear Lord, as we remember Pam this morning, would you be with us in our grief, and might our worship be acceptable to you this morning. Amen. And we say our prayer of preparation together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. We pause for a moment as we reflect on our own lives and come before a God who's keen to forgive us for our sins and mistakes. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all, as we confess together. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been, help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I will stand on your behalf, and you can remain seated as we worship using the Gloria. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you. We give you thanks. We praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So I shall pray the collect in a moment, but a moment of silence for you to say your own prayer of thanks. Even in sadness, we have things to be grateful for. We were just hearing of Catherine's God's child has a new baby, and we can give thanks for that, can't we? We can give thanks for many things. So a moment of silence to say thank you before I pray the collect. Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we to pray. and to give more than either we desire or deserve. Pour down upon us the abundance of your mercy. Forgiven us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and given us those good things which we are not worthy to ask. But through the merits and the mediation of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Anne is going to read us our first reading.
First reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2 to 6. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Anne. And I shall stand on your behalf as we hear the gospel from Mark. I'm going to read from chapter 3, starting at verse 31. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived, standing outside. They sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." "Who are my mother and brothers?" he asked. And he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
At the weekend we were doing God at the Movies and looking at relationships and families. You don't need to have seen the film, actually, because all that we need is in these two readings here. Emily spoke, and she started by saying, "You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family," is how she started. And I thought, and of course we've heard that before, haven't we? And then she talked about various things in her family and how she rebelled as a child. Of course, today, as we remember Pan, the final punch from Emily's sermon is true for us today. Because she finished by saying, anyone who says you can pick your friends but you can't pick your family has never been to a church, because we are family. So you can pick your family as well, your church family at least. And at the moment, our church family is going through a bit of a battering, isn't it? But we can know that actually, and I did this morning, I read Psalm 23 this morning in our morning prayers. Because we can know that God is with us in all the ups and downs. As we see people hurt, and I was hearing this morning of more people who are ill. And we worry about them. We can know that our God is with us as well as our church family. And so I think I would just say to you, when you think, what can I do to help this person who, you know, is in hospital? What can I do to help this person who is just ill? And you feel so helpless, as I do many times. I would just say to you that the desire to help them pleases God. And actually your prayers do count. I was visiting Pat on Monday. And she was drifting in and out of sleep. And I wasn't entirely sure she knew I was there. And so all I could do was turn to scripture and prayer. And I think that would have comforted her. during that she would have heard a familiar voice speaking the words of the Psalms, praying to her father, and that would have brought her comfort. So just continue being church family, my friends. It's all we have, isn't it? I'll remain standing on your behalf as we say the creed together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. When we come to our prayers, I shall leave some silence this morning. And we just bring our own prayers before God. And I shall pray for those who have requested prayer. And we'll leave it with that. So Lord, we come before you this morning as your children, not knowing quite what to pray. As we look at the world, we look in Afghanistan, we look our own country, and as we look into our parish and our family here in church. And so we just come before you in silence for a short while, asking that your Spirit will visit with us. So Father, we lift to you Amelia, Nicola, Hannah, Rebecca, Denise, Bernard, Cliff and Linda. We lift to you Eric and Anne, Pat, Caleb, Margaret, Mike and Emma. And we lift to you, Sheila. And we lift to you, Mick, and the family. As we also lift ourselves to you, bring peace, we pray. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save.
I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright, who will bear my light to them, whom shall I save?
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We listen to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Father, we give you thanks and praise for your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh as your Son. Born of the Blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross. He put an end to death by dying for us and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. So, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption, as we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people, and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. And as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us peace. And so, family, draw near with faith and receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come in. Our hands were unclean, our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation, and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us and we in him, and that we, with the whole company of Christ, may sit and eat in your kingdom. Amen. The body of Christ, broken for all God's people, I receive on behalf of all God's people. Amen. The blood of Christ, shed for all God's people, I receive on behalf of all God's people. Amen.
God of all mercy, in this Eucharist you have set aside our sins and given us your healing. Grant that we who are made whole in Christ may bring that healing to this broken world. In the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. And we give our thanks to our Lord together. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And so may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.